WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
This is the second part of a multi-part series on air masses and their classification. Maritime tropical is the first air mass we'll discuss. Maritime tropical air masses originate over the warm waters of the tropics in the Gulf of Mexico, where heat and moisture are transferred to the overlying air. The maritime tropical air mass is most often felt in the southeastern United States. In winter, this air mass is pushed southward toward the equator, but in the summer, it will frequently cover much of the U.S. east of the Rockies. This air mass results from the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean, and the Gulf Stream. Warm waters in this region evaporate a tremendous volume of water into the air. Cold water currents tend to stabilize the atmosphere and produce little evaporation, while warm waters destabilize the atmosphere and add moisture. Temperatures in this air mass warm to highs in the 80s and 90s in the summer and the 70s and 80s in the winter. High dew points characterize this type of air mass. Dew points are typically greater than 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The majority of thunderstorms in the U.S. develop within this air mass through scattered thermodynamic thunderstorms and thunderstorms out ahead of fronts. Maritime tropical air masses begin to pick up the characteristics of a continental climate as they move over the land. Lower sun angles from the trek northward, along with drier and cooler land below, will gradually modify the air mass. Next up, a look at maritime polar air masses. Can you guess where these originate just from the name? If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.